Shalom to all. Today's daf is Baba Basra daf Kuf, and we are starting by the second line with the words V'leim Elohu. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Uliyah. Now the Mishnah spoke of a case where the Rabbim had a path through a field, and the owner decided that he wants that area, so he designated another path for them somewhere else in the field. And the Mishnah told us that not only do they get this new path, they also get to keep the old one. And the Gemara discussed why he can't take the old one back, and now we talk about the new one. V'leim Elohu. Why doesn't he just tell the Rabbim Shaklu Ditchu V'Havli Didi? You take yours, meaning you take the old path, and give me back mine, meaning give me back my new path that I just gave you. And the reason for that is because Amani Rebbe Lezer, who's the Mishnah, it's Rebbe Lezer, the time of Abraisa, Rebbe Huda, Ayim Rishon, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Huda says the name Rebbe Lezer, Ram Sheberu Derech La'atzmam, if the Rabbim chose a path for himself, Ma Sheberu Beru, whatever they chose, and it's considered the Rabbim's already, and so it's tough luck on this guy, he doesn't even get to take his new path back. As the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer, Rabbim Gazlonim Ninhu, according to Rebbe Lezer, the Rabbim are Gazlonim, they're allowed to just steal a path in someone's field, and the owner's not allowed to do anything about it. So I'm Rav Gidol, I'm a Rav, he answers that no, Kigun Sha'avdalhan Derech Ba'isa Sadeh, we're talking about where they lost a path in that field. They used to have a path there. They don't know where it is. And so here they're choosing a path for themselves. And it's not just them choosing it. He told them, here, take this path as your new one. And that's why in this particular situation, this owner is not allowed to take back this new path. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second. If that's really so, Amai Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav, why do Rav Bar Rav Huna say B'Shem Rav? Note that both of these members are B'Shem Rav. Ain't Allah like Rav Elazar. The Lach is not like Rav Elazar. We just said B'Shem Rav that our mission is like Rav Elazar. Now we have a different member that the Lach is not like Rav Elazar. And the Gemara answers, no problem. Whoever taught this one didn't teach that one. Meaning there's a machlokes what Shitas Rav is. So now we continue discussing the second Shita, Rav Bar Rav Huna's member of the name of Rav, Mitaim Amai. So according to this, what's the reason in the Mishnah that he's not allowed to take his second path back? The answer is, Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, Dham Rabbi Yehuda, Meitzar Shechaziku by Rabim, Asr L'Kalkulai, if the Rabim already made a Chazakah on a Meitzar on the boundary of a field, and they use it as a pathway, one is not allowed to ruin it, meaning the owner of the field is not allowed to take it back, because they already made a Chazakah on it, and it's the same thing with this path. Once the owner told them they could use it, and they started using it, he's not allowed to take it back. Now flipping back to Shitas Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer, Rabim Mai Kanule. So according to Rebbe Lezer, how do the Rabim acquire this path? The answer is Behilucha, simply by walking on it, that is considered an acquisition. Detanya Febraisa, Halach Bala Arkul Rachba, Kanamaka Milucha Div Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says that if a person is buying a field and he walks the length and the width of it, he acquires the place where he walked. Walking doesn't do anything. Achi Yachzik, he has to make a real chazaka, for example, digging in it or putting a fence on the field, something like that. That's a proper chazaka. But again, according to Rebbe Lezer, simply walking on a field would be a chazaka. So too, if the Rabbim walk on this path, that's a chazaka already. And we further clarify this shita on Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says, "My time with Rebbe Lezer. What's Rebbe Lezer's reasoning? Where does he get this from?" That's because the pasuk tells us Hashem told Avram Avinu, "Kum esalch ba'aretz la'arku l'rachba, get up and walk through the land." This is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Go its length and width, kilucha etanane, because I'm giving it to you. And that was Avram Avinu's kinyan on Eretz Yisrael. So we see that simply walking through something is a kinyan. Now Rabbanon, what do they do with this pasuk? Over there, it's because of Hashem's love for Avram. That's why I told him this. So it'd be easier for his children, for his offspring, to conquer it. Namely, according to the Chachamim, Avram walking on the land makes his offspring like Yarshim, and now the Satan has no ability to be Makatreg when way later on they came to conquer it. Continue to discuss the path. Do agree to Rabbi Lezer with a path through a vineyard. Since the whole point of this path is just to walk on it, there's no other reason one would have a path. That's the way one acquires it, is simply by walking on it, and nothing else has to be done, again, even according to Chachamim. Now we have a story about this. When they came to Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami, the they over here is two litigants. One had sold the other a path through his kerem, and they want to know how wide the path has to be. Amalui told them, Havule give him, ki hechi dari tuna de shabishta vahadar. It has to be wide enough that he could carry a load of branches. That's what dari tuna de shabishta means, vahadar, and turn all the way around, and the branches are not going to bump into the fences on either side. That's how wide the path has to be. Now, v'loy amr, this is only said, el de misayim mechitzta. That's only if there's fences, there's mechitzas on both sides. Avoloy misayim mechitzta, but if there aren't fences on both sides, it's just an open vineyard with a path through it. Kihech le shakol kara monach kara, the path only has to be wide enough to take a foot and place down a foot, meaning it only has to be wide as a person's footsteps and no wider than that, because anyway, there's no fences on the side, and so his bundle of branches that he's carrying is not going to bump into anything, therefore he's only given a tiny narrow path. And continue to explain the Mishnah, we had said, derech hayachad dalet ames, that a derech yachid is four ames wide. Now, Tanu, we have a brayse, Acherim say, Kidei sheyaver chamor masoi, it has to be wide enough for a donkey and its burden to go through. And Rav Huna says, Halacha kacherim, the halacha kacherim. Now, Dayan and Gaila, they tell us the shnei gemadim mechza, the width of this derech hayachid is two gemadim and a half. Gemadim either refers to short ames or regular size ames, but either which way, that's how wide it's supposed to be according to Dayan and Gaila. And Rav Huna says, Halacha Dayan and Gaila, the halacha is like Dayan and Gaila. But we have a problem. Rav Huna had just said before, Halacha kacherim, that the halacha is like kacherim. Nedarim that has to be as wide as a donkey and its burden? And the answer is that Idvi Idi Chachirahu, both of these, namely Dayani Gaila and Acherim, are saying the same exact shear, they just had a different way of saying it, but it's the same exact width. And continue to explain the Mishnah where it said Derech HaRavim 16 Amo, then Derech HaRavim is 16 Amos wide. Then we mentioned other pathways as well. Tan Rabbanu, we have a Braisa, Derech HaYochid, Arba Amos, Derech HaYochid is 4 Amos, and Derech Meir Le'ir, a path or a road that goes from one city to another, Shmein Amos, that's 8 Amos. This is referring to a road that's meant only for the residents of these two cities, and it has to be double the width of a regular Derech HaYochid, because basically it needs to be two lanes, one for those going and the other for those coming. Kofam based on top, the Braisa continues, Derech HaRavim 16 Amos, a Derech HaRavim, a public pathway, is 16 Amos. This is referring to a road that multiple people from all over the place travel on, so it has to be much wider. And we know that the measurement of 16 Amos comes from the Torah, and Derech Ari Miklat, the way that goes to the Ir Miklat, Shloish Mushtaim Amos, that has to be 32 Amos. We know one who kills B'Shagig runs to an Ir Miklat, the city of refuge, and it has to be very accessible, so it has to be 32 Amos wide. And Rav Huna tells us, Mikra, what's the pasuk that's a source for this? Because the pasuk says, Tachan Lecha HaDerech, you shall prepare for yourself the way, and really the pasuk could have just said Derech, meaning it could have said Tachan Lecha Derech, but instead it says HaDerech, the pathway. And so that tells us that it has to be bigger than just a regular Derech, and since a regular Derech is 16 Amos, HaDerech tells us that it should be double, namely 32 Amos. And continue to explain the mission where it said Derech HaMelech in Lashir, that the pathway a king makes for himself doesn't have any shear. Why is that? Shamelech Peretz Geder Lasos Loi Derech Vein Machem Biyadoi. A king is allowed to break through fences in order to make a pathway for himself, and no one's allowed to protest, and therefore there's no size. He can make a path as big as he wants, wherever he wants, whenever he wants. Continue to explain the mission where it said Derech HaKever in Lashir, that the pathway to a kever, meaning when there's a levaya and they're carrying the body to the grave, they can go anywhere they want as long as they don't break down fences, but they can walk through people's fields, and that also doesn't have a shear. And why is that? Explains the Gemara, Mishum Yikra Deshachva, because the honor of the deceased, if there's going to be a whole levaya and a whole bunch of people are walking with the mita, and then all of a sudden people have to be sent away because the path is not wide enough, that's not respectful to the mace, and therefore this path is allowed to be as wide as necessary. And going to the last part of the Mishnah, we had said Hamaimid, the Yoni Tzipari Amru, they said Bas Dalad Kavin V'chulu, that it's 4 Kavin. And so now we're going to be talking about this Maimid. First, we have a Braisa that tells us, Hamecher Kivroi, somebody who sells his kever, and let's just pause over here to explain what that means, his kever. So back then, it was common to have family-owned burial grounds, and very often these were underground chambers called crypts where the mason were buried in the walls. And actually, the next Mishnah Gemara discussed these extensively, as you could see from the multiple pictures on the facing Amud. And so when this Braisa tells us that he sold his kever, that means that somebody sold his entire family burial plot, or Derech Kivroi, the way to the kever, Makam Amadai, the place of the Maimid, Ubesa Spedai, or the place where a spaden, where eulogies were given, the people of the family could come and bury one of their family members against the will of the buyer. And why is that? Because of an embarrassment to the mishpacha. As we just said, this is a family burial plot. Somebody from the family doesn't have the right to sell it. This is for the entire family. It's embarrassing if somebody from the family is buried outside in a different place. And therefore, even though somebody did buy it, this family that used to own it can force him to give it back to them. They obviously have to reimburse him, but they take their burial area back and bury their dead over there. And continue to discuss these mamadas. Tan Rabbanan, in Pachsin, Meshavim, Mamadas, Meshavis, Lameis. We don't do anything less than 7 mamadas and Meshavis for a mace. Can I get a Hevel Avalim, Omar Kaheles, Hevel Avalim, Akal Havel? This corresponds to the number of times it says Hevel in this pasuk from Kaheles. And so these mamadas that we just mentioned, which is really mamadas and Meshavis, literally meaning standings and sittings, on their way back from the Kavura, they would stop and either comfort the Avalim or mourn and reflect over the loss of this person. And crying and introspection was the focus of these mamadas to remind themselves that really HaKol Havel, everything is emptiness or worthless, and the 7 is corresponding to the 7 times. It says Hevel in the Pasuk, there's 3 individual times it says the word Hevel, and it says the word Havalim twice, and each word Havalim means 2, so 2 times 2 is 4, and then another 3 individual ones, so that's 7. And Amar Leir Bacha Breid Rav Leir Avashi, Hechi Avdi, how would they do these Mamadais? Amar Leir told him, Ketanyu Efe Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Be Yehuda, in the area of Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, Barishayna, originally, Loi HaYipachsam Shev HaMadais HaMashavis LaMais, they wouldn't do anything less than 7 Mamadis and Mashavis for a mace. Kigain, this is how they did it. Somebody announced, Amadi Yukar Mamaidu, stand honored ones or precious ones, stand, Shavu Yukarm Shavu, sit important ones, sit. And it's at these Mamadis and Mashavis that they would cry and introspect and reflect. Now, Amruloi, they, meaning Chacham, told Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain, if that's really so, if that's all Mamadis are, Af Bishabbos Motilasus Kain, it should be motivated to do this even on Shabbos. And we know that they didn't do this on Shabbos. And they just end up with this question without an explanation of what their Shita is. Now, we have a story about this. Achase Jerayim Bar Papa, the sister of Rayim Bar Papa, having a Sivo Le Lay, Rav Avya. She was married to Rav Avya. Shchiva, she died. Avadla, Mamad Umayshev, Rav Avya did Mamad Umayshev for her. Now Rav Yosef commented, Ta Batarti. He made a mistake with two things. Number one, Ta She'ain Oisen El Bekroivim. He made a mistake that is only supposed to be done with relatives. Vu Avad Afil Berchaikim. He did it even when not relatives were there. Also, Vata, he made another mistake. She'ain Oisen El Biyam Rishon. This is only done on the first day, meaning it's done the day of the Kvura. Vu Avad Biyam Sheni. And he did it the second day, the day after the Kvura. Now, Abai jumped on the bandwagon and said, Bahanamita. He also made a mistake regarding this thing. She'ain Oisen El Beis Akvaris. It's only done in a Beis Akvaris. Vu Hu Asa Be'ir. And he did it in the city. And Rava Amarava says, Bahanamita. He also made a mistake with this. She'ain Oisen El Makam Shnagu. It's only supposed to be done in a place where they have a minig to do this Mavinu Maishav. Vasam Lainog. And over there, they didn't have a minig to do it, so Rav Avya shouldn't have done it. Now the Gemara just asks on Abai. Basically, we just had a brisa before that Amru Loi, they told him, the Chum told Rabbi Yehuda, Imkin, if that's really so, if that's what my mothers and my Shabbos are, Af B'Shabbos Motel Asus Kain. It should even be permitted to do this on Shabbos. Now, V'Iyam Rebbe Beis HaKvaris, V'Biyam Aleph, if you want to say that it's really true, that my mothers are only done in the Beis HaKvaris on the first day, well, Beis HaKvaris B'Shabbos, my boy. What's a person doing in a Beis HaKvaris on Shabbos? In other words, based off of the Chum's question to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a question on Abai. Abai said we only do Mamadis in a Beis HaKvaris on the day of the burial. We say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have to be done in a Beis HaKvaris. And so the more answer is actually not a problem. What's this referring to? Be'ir HaSmuchel Beis HaKvaris, then the city next to the Beis HaKvaris, Damtiu Ben HaShmashes, that they brought the mace there Ben HaShmashes, meaning they buried the person Mamish Erev Shabbos. By the time they're doing the Mamadis, it's already on Shabbos, but they're right outside the Beis HaKvaris. This is not a question on Abai's Shita. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.